Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are still in the midst of vacation season. You don't have to look far to see friends and acquaintances on social media, relaxing on beaches with adult beverages, living their best lives. But what about you? Isn't it time for you to do the same? Why is it so difficult to get away from it all? Well, tonight on this Wellness Wednesday, we'll talk about why it's so difficult for a vacation prescription to be filled. My guests are Deborah Owens, career expert and founder of the Corporate Alley Cat, and Dr. Paulette Hubbard. She's a licensed therapist. What do you think? Have you recently taken a vacation? Have you never taken a vacation? Do you want to take a vacation but don't think you can get away? I want to hear from you. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Okay, Dr. Hubbard and, of course, Deborah, good to see you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let me start with you, Deborah, from the career person's perspective. Why is it so difficult to take a vacation?
Well, first, Harold, I'm glad to be back at WHUR and happy summer.
Happy summer. Thank you.
But a couple of reasons. The first is people feel like there's just too much work. They just can't get away. The second thing is people feel like if I leave, no one else can do what I do. The third reason is people don't want to be seen as replaceable. If I go away for 2 weeks or a week, they'll see that they can't live without me. Some people, expense is an issue. But I think it's one of those things that you have to make a decision. We all know that your life and the lives of the people around you are going to be better if you take a break.
Why do you say that?
Well, we all say this at work, right? They need to take a vacation. You can see it in people's temperament. They're very short. People are disengaged. Some people just look downright exhausted. People get grumpy. They get snappy. Paulette and I were talking earlier, and those types of working environments where you are just pushing yourself to the limit, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, it is not sustainable for anyone. It is not healthy for you, and you are going to turn into one of those people who doesn't create a healthy environment for those others around you. You know, when you have a coworker, haven't you ever said, Harold, that person needs to take a vacation?
All of my coworkers need to take vacation.
Right. Ideally, you don't want people saying that about you because the cracks are showing.
What about that, Doc? I can't. And I'm not a clinician, obviously, but just from a mental health, a wellness, if you will, point of view, what do vacations do?
And thanks for having me back also on WHUR. Vacations help to rejuvenate. They help you to gain new perspective, to refresh, to just relax and calm the mind, because one of the dangers in not taking vacations is burnout. And so when you experience burnout, that's when all the problems start. And what Michelle was talking about in terms of seeing people being irritable and angry and not wanting to come to work, when you start to lose the enjoyment of doing what you do, if you ever liked your job, those kind of things. So taking that break helps you to refresh. It gives your, not only your mind, but your body, because mind and body are connected. It also gives your physical health opportunity to rejuvenate, because when you experience burnout and extreme or chronic stress, it also takes a physical toll on your body.
But will, and an individual realize that this is happening? Can they look inside mm-hmm. themselves and see that this is happening? Because some people are like, well, look, I need to take a vacation. But it's not so much they need to take a vacation. They just want time off. Is there a difference between time off and a vacation?
It depends on how you define that. So we were just talking about that in the green room. So for me, I'm from Missouri. I'm from Kansas City. When I go home, that's not a vacation for me because I'm visiting family. I'm running around the whole time, seeing people, greeting people, doing things and going out. When I go on vacation, my phone is off. I'm not checking emails. I'm not answering my work phone. I'm just relaxing or doing whatever it is that I like to do when I'm not connected.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Have you taken a vacation recently? And what did you get out of it? Were you enriched? Were you rejuvenated, mind, body, and soul? Or did it not work for you? I'd like to hear about those folks who did take a vacation this year or perhaps last year. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So here's the other thing, Deborah, and this is the important piece. Just like I said to Dr. Hubbard, can you look inside yourself and see that you need a vacation, or is it something that someone has to tell you?
Oh, I think you know first, usually, when you need a vacation. I think when other people can see it, you're way far gone. So you needing a vacation may be, it takes every ounce of energy you have to get to the office. You are exhausted. You're not as productive. You're not collaborating at a high level. Your productivity has dropped, right? It could be just that feeling like you need to turn your mind off. I need to get away from my email, even if it's for 24 hours. Everybody doesn't have to take a two-week vacation. Some people can't. You may not be able to take a seven-day vacation. Can you take 2 days to give yourself the opportunity to recharge? We all know that when we're burnt out. And I think the other thing is, when you do take that 1 day or 7 days or 14 days, be on vacation. Don't be working remotely from a great location, but you're on your text and you're on your email the whole time, because that diminishes or takes away the whole purpose and the benefits of being on vacation.
But is that realistic, particularly for some people?
Yes.
Okay, you say yes, okay, but even when, some of my, coworkers, I'm not going to mention who, my boss, when she is she's on vacation and she's still emailing me at 3 a.m.
So, I was going to say, we had a conversation about that earlier. So when you're on vacation, you have the opportunity to set the tone as to how you're going to be on vacation. It starts with your out-of-office message.
Yes,
right?
I did throw her under the bus. She just sent me that.
Right.
Yeah, the vacation bus. I threw her under the vacation
Absolutely.
Bus.
It starts with the out-of-office message. If you are not going to be checking email, let people know, I'm not going to be checking email. I'm not going to have access to my phone. But once you start sending emails on vacation, even with that out-of-office message, guess what? You are now giving people permission to send emails back to you and to interact with you as if you were still at work, but maybe you're just working from Hawaii. So sometimes we break our own rules and say, hey guys, I'm on vacation. I'm not going to be checking my email. Then we start doing work and we're sending stuff out. People are sending stuff out back to us, and now they're expecting a response. So you've kind of set that tone a little bit.
And you just made me think about something. How do people even define vacation? Do you consider it a vacation just because you're not at work, or are you still working? And then you're using your vacation time. If you have a job, you're using your vacation time to work.
That's why I asked, what's the difference between a vacation and time off?
Right. So and vacation is totally, for me, and me defining a vacation, I've totally disconnected. Again, I'm not answering my work phone. I'm not checking work emails. I have my out of office on. And because I'm in private practice, I have someone that backs me up if something urgent happens. And I let all of my clients know. And if they have an emergency, who they can contact. And if it's a true emergency, then they dial 911. So it just depends on. But my out of office, when I am on vacation, I totally, totally disconnect.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. On our Wellness Wednesday conversation, we're talking about why it is so difficult for professionals, or any working person for that matter, to take a vacation, and why it is so important that that prescription for a vacation needs to be filled. Let's go to Governor calling for Baltimore. Governor, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just listening to your conversation, and for the first time in a long time this year, I took a vacation.
Why for the first time in a long time? Why didn't you take one before?
Well, I've taken time off, but most of the time when I'm on vacation, as I call it, I'm also working. I'm taking phone calls, like the young lady was saying. But this time, I completely disregarded work. I got away. I took the grandkids down to Disney World. Didn't do anything that pertained to work. Matter of fact, I had a bet with my coworkers that I would not call back to the office to see what was going on. And once I left Baltimore and got to Florida, they didn't hear from me again until maybe a week and a half later.
Real quick, Governor, real quick, how did that experience change you afterwards? How did you feel afterwards? Did you feel different?
When I got back, there I was totally relaxed. And there, after that, I felt what I was really missing before by trying to be on vacation and working at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really vacate. You don't really get away when you're answering phone calls, you're answering texts, you're worried about what's going on back at the office.
Okay.
I learned to be able to let go and let those folks that was back there do what they need to do. Because one time I used to act as if the office couldn't run without me being there.
Well, there you go. Well, you should take another one. And next time, leave the grandkids at home. How about that? Thank you, Governor. I got to run, but thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're asking tonight whether or not you've taken a vacation, and has it rejuvenated you, mind, body, and spirit? Give us a call, 202-319-7810. Paris, calling from D.C. What's on your mind? Paris, are you there? We lost Paris. Let's go to Mary. Mary calling from... I guess we've lost Mary, too. So I want to go back to this question about time off versus vacation, because I think a lot of people will take time off just to be away from work, but not go or do anything special. What other kinds of obstacles get in the way, Deborah, of doing that? Because the reality is, vacations can be expensive.
Well, I think that goes back to your definition of vacation. So I don't think everybody has to be in Hawaii to take a vacation. You may decide that a vacation for you is being home. You want to binge watch your favorite Games of Thrones, or if you're like me, Law and Order all day. That is, don't judge me.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you,
so a staycation.
You and my daughter.
It's a
staycation. It's what you need to unwind and relax. For some people, it might be, I just want to go hiking. I just want to be able to spend a day with my husband uninterrupted, or do something fun with my kids without having to worry about things that are going on at work. So you have the opportunity to define what allows you to unwind.
Mm-hmm. Can some people go on vacation and still not be able to unwind?
Yes, if they're constantly worried about what's happening at work, if they can't if they shut everything off, but then they're stressing about what's happening at work, then they haven't really. What's the point of even going on vacation?
Well, remember, I think it's the length of time, because I said to Dr. Hubbard, I just got back from vacation, but it took me 3 or 4 days to unwind, to really let go of everything, and by the time I had unwind it and was in my vacation groove, it was time to come back.
So you got to get in that mindset before, on your way.
I need 2 weeks.
On your way out. But what if you can't take 2 weeks? It's about getting in that mindset of that you're going to totally disconnect before the vacation even starts. So by the time you are in your vacation, that vacation time, now you're already there and you're totally focused on whatever it is that you've decided to do to unwind and relax.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the thing that I've learned, let us say that if you're flying out on Friday, your first day off should be, if possible, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way you have Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. To let go of work, Wednesday to pack and to do everything else you need to do. And then if you are coming back, let's say the mm-hmm. following Wednesday,
absolutely.
That you, if early. You can, don't go back to work until Monday, the first full week.
Right. Because it's like a tsunami when you're getting ready to go on vacation, mm-hmm. because you have so much work to do to get ready to leave. And mm-hmm. then if you come back on a Sunday night and you go to vacation on Monday, then you feel like you've right. lost all your vacation vibes.
Right.
We're going to continue this conversation about a vacation prescription. The doctors are in. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Francis, Marguerite, and Alma. We're going to talk to you next. Don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. 202-319-7810. More calls in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, on this Wellness Wednesday, we are talking about why it's so difficult for you to fill the prescription of a vacation and why it is healthy not only for you physically, it is helpful for you emotionally. It's helpful for you spiritually. My guests are Deborah Owens, career expert and founder of the Corporate Alley Cat, and Dr. Paulette Hubbard. She is a licensed therapist. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Francis, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Francis. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good evening, everyone. I just want to say that it is very important to take a vacation. I just recently came back from a vacation, but I have to admit that when I got back, everything and everything that could happen has happened from an electronic perspective. So I'm just trying to, it's almost as if I need a vacation from the vacation. But one of the things I also want to say is because I work from home, it is very important for me to get away. So mm-hmm. even if I can't afford to fly somewhere or drive somewhere, I would take a staycation out of my area mm-hmm. and learn a new area. So because I live in this area, usually I'll go to Virginia and I'll find a hotel that's, you know, in an area that I don't know. And then I'll visit that area. I'll find something to do in that area. But it's just a matter of getting away and getting away from the familiar.
Let me ask you, Marguerite, I'm sorry, Francis, if I may, you said when you came back, everything that could go wrong went wrong from an electronics. What do you mean you...
Well, before I left, my phone died. Like, totally died. I didn't have any use of it. And it's not that I needed my phone, because when I go on vacation, I do shut off. I'm not on, you know, Facebook. Like, you have people posting all their pictures of where they are and that whole type of thing. I'm not on it every day, all day. So it wasn't a big deal. But because I was going to a new place and I was also meeting someone there, my phone was needed just from a communication standpoint for where when I got there.
Alrighty,
so
then.
I didn't have
it's a good vacation.
Yes, okay.
But the blessing was the fact that because I was visiting family, it was kind of like, okay, even though I was nervous because this was family that I had never met, so it was like, right. So basically, I was totally green. So I'm at the airport, like, okay, who am I looking for? And yeah. I don't have my phone, and I can't do this. So,
well, I'm glad that it was a a holistic experience for you.
It was,
and
but
thank
then when
you.
I came back, my machine died.
Yeah, well,
so that was the other thing. Yeah,
those things
my
do happen. Well, thank you so much, yeah. Francis. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marguerite, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Hey.
I just wanted to say this is a little bit different, maybe. I'm taking a vacation from just everyday life. I'm retired, but my everyday life sometimes requires that I need a vacation. Initially, I went on vacation to just sort of get away, and I would be more tired when I got back than before I left. But I'm learning that it's really important to really disconnect, and so I take many vacations by way of meditation. And so I sort of build up the momentum of getting away before I actually go away. And I use that time to refresh and reset.
Interesting. Like your thoughts about that, Doc?
I actually like that idea. I hadn't thought about that, but I like that idea because meditation.
Well, they could be one of the same.
Might help.
Yeah,
could help
this
some
is
too.
A Wellness Wednesday conversation. We want you to be well, not just on Wednesday, but every day of the week. So you know, meditation is a way to. You can't just do it on a Wednesday. You gotta relax. Please go right ahead.
Meditation puts you in a different mindset to relax and let go of the stress and rejuvenate and all of those things that we talk about. That. The purposes of you taking a vacation. So that is a great way of, or an introduction to starting your vacation.
Okay.
And you know, the other thing I was going to say about people who don't take vacations, one of the things, this is not a clinical perspective, but one of the things that I think you're missing is in these very busy times we live in, not having the opportunity to get still and get quiet and reflect and see where you are. To our caller's comment, to reset, because sometimes we are in environments that are toxic or don't feel healthy, or we need to make some major decisions about what's next. But if you don't give yourself that time to kind of shut it down and think about that, and give yourself some quiet time, I think you just prolong the agony for a lot of people.
Marguerite, thank you so much, which brings me to this other point. Social media is obviously a big part of our lives for a great many people. If you go on vacation, does a disconnection from social media contribute to that? Or is that so much a part of our lives that the vacation is enough? I mean, like she said, some people post all over the place about where they are and what they're doing. And
I think on a great vacation, ideally, you're so busy having a great time in your own life that you're not spending your time on Instagram and Facebook looking at what other people are doing.
That's almost like going to a concert and seeing all the phones up taking video of the concert instead of enjoying the concert.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why I say it's so much part of our lives now that
It doesn't have to be, because I think if you have a great life and you're on a great vacation and you're spending time with the people you want to be, you're not going to be spending all of your time looking at Facebook and trying to see what other people are doing.
And you forget to take pictures, or you forget to get on social media. If you're really into your vacation and having a good time, a lot of times you'll even forget about social media.
I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people do. Some people are very vested in making sure that other people know they're having a great vacation.
Yeah, right? I mean, the last time I took a vacation...
Were you posting all your pictures
every day? Yes, I did. I did do that. But also, that I think that's kind of part of my job. However, there are other people that... I mean, if I'm at dinner and I'm seeing other people... Boy, I tell you, my boss is really throwing me under the bus now about pictures that I posted, the thirst-trapping pictures, I guess you could say. But no, seriously, everybody was taking pictures. I can't remember seeing at any given time someone who wasn't And you knew that they weren't just taking pictures for their own memories. They took a picture and then they started texting. So you knew they were posting something. Mm-hmm. So is it, can you disengage from social media and still have a good vacation?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it depends on if Facebook and Instagram and social media is your lifeline.
Right.
And listen, no judgment here. For some people, that is pure enjoyment.
Yeah.
They love
right.
taking their photos and posting it. And listen, if that's relaxing to you and if that's something you really enjoy and you don't get to do enough of it, great. I'm personally not one of those people. My mother is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So all vacation, I'm like, you don't have approval to put that on Facebook. You know, that's our conversation. But if it's something that brings you joy and it's relaxing.
Well, there you
then
go.
Why not?
Well, let's see what Alma has to say. Alma calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Alma?
Hi. I absolutely take two types of vacation. I heard somebody mention that they take a family trip.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 year I take a family trip with my children. And my children are 14 years apart, so it's always something different. But when I take a vacation for me, I purposely go somewhere where it costs me $20 to talk or text.
Oh.
So I plan for these vacations. Mm-hmm. So I don't pick up my phone because I teach. So I have a habit of checking in with my coworkers to see how my children are doing because I'm in early childhood development and we don't get a break. So mm-hmm. when I vacation, I want a vacation. Mm-hmm. I don't vacation at times of the year where families travel. I purposely vacation in October. And if I do vacation at times where families travel, I stay on the adult side of the resort on purpose.
Okay. I love that strategic approach to vacationing,
right?
Because you can also, if you're a person who wants to have a digital detox on your vacation, one of the ways you can do that is go someplace where you don't have any cell reception. You know, get yourself outside of your comfort zone and force yourself.
That sounds really so dangerous to me right now. I mean,
Or it could be someplace. It could be someplace where you don't have reception, or you have to go walk to maybe a lodge or a certain area.
And if someone
you can do it,
if someone's willing to go that far, though, you don't want them stressing about not having reception and not being able to.
So usually, there's one area like you can go in a main lodge, and you can go there to have reception, but you're not going to have access to it all during the day because some people need that type of environment so that they can really. Get away from all of the noise.
Yeah. Okay, well, Alma, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Yolanda, calling from D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Yolanda, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, go right ahead. Sounds like you're on vacation now.
No, I'm sorry. I'm actually on a lunch break because I'm working still. My question is, what's the remedy for the single mom who really does need the vacation but maybe can't afford it for a number of reasons? Maybe the job doesn't give you a paid vacation or is an independent contractor with a teenager, et cetera, et cetera. Any advice there?
That's a great question. Go ahead, Paula.
I can barely hear her.
She said, what is the best advice for a single mother who is... She's a contractor. She affording a vacation is difficult,
mm-hmm.
but she wants to be able to take one. So, what advice do you have for her when money is short and time is also short?
A couple different things that come to mind. One is a staycation that we've already talked about, and just finding those, taking a day off. And I usually recommend taking a day off in conjunction with the weekend or whatever 2 days that you have off work. So that way you have a 2 to 3 day time off that where you can enjoy. Another thing option may be to partner with other single mothers. And you all spend time to get to know each other, and then you can put your finances together to take a vacation together, if that's one of the options, or if you know people that can do that. One of the other options would be for you when the kids go back. I don't know if your kids are school age or whatever the case may be. Also, friends and family, and I don't know if she's wanting. I couldn't hear the whole question. So is she wanting to take? She asking for advice to take a vacation alone or with her children? I couldn't hear.
I got the impression that maybe it was alone, potentially.
Well, Yolanda, which is it? With the kids or by yourself?
Yes,
go right ahead.
alone. I'm a single mom. I only have one kid. He just graduated high school.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
Well, if he goes to college, you're going to have a four-year vacation.
And if he just graduated,
happy hour every day.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
But she says she wants to take one alone.
Taking one alone where you don't have, there are a lot of different options. You can take an earning reward points through different agencies and credit cards, those type of things where you earn points for hotel stays, vacation stays, flights. Another thing you can do is book flights early. The earlier you book a flight, the cheaper the flight is. Those type of things, depending on where you're trying to go, or sometimes taking road trips, may not be anywhere far, maybe a 2-hour drive somewhere. That would also allow you the opportunity to just get away.
And, you know, one of the things too, you know, Yolanda, you were calling from D.C. We have the advantage of living in one of the greatest areas for those kinds of options. I mean, you can drive to the Shenandoah if you like to
hike.
If you want to hike, it's beautiful. That's what I did growing up in this area. That's where my parents took me. But if you don't like the mountains, and you can go down to the sea, you can go to Delaware Beach, you can go to the Chesapeake Bay, you can go to the Western Shore in Virginia. There are just so many. One gas tank options or two gas tank options. And all you need to do is just take enough to eat.
A same-day getaway.
Right.
You can go to the beach and come back.
Exactly. And you can even pack your lunch or pack your while you're traveling. Pack your lunch. So that'll save money in terms of having to stop and buy food on the road. There are all types of options, that cooler of water with your water and so forth, so that you're not spending that extra money to buy water and food.
And sometimes what's great on vacation is you get to stop whenever you want.
There
and
you
explore
go.
Places
there it is.
That you
especially if you're doing
around.
It on your own.
Yes.
Right. But also, as a single person, be safe wherever you go. We're going to be back in just a moment on this Wellness Wednesday. We're talking about a prescription for a vacation. We'll be back in a moment.
Foster care.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation on this Wellness Wednesday about taking a vacation, why you should and why you may need it more than you know. We've talked about how to do it. But, you know, Deborah, one of the things for a lot of people these days, because benefits are shrinking in all kinds of jobs. What is the best way to do it? And I think you touched on this, you know, earlier. If you don't have the kind of job that really allows for that kind of thing, how do you work around those obstacles?
When you say work around those obstacles,
in other words, it's hard enough to get a 401k on some jobs these days, and you want vacation time, and your boss is really? No, I need you to continue.
Well, actually, Harold, what I wanted to throw up is that's one of the things that can be negotiable in some jobs. They may not be able to give you maybe the salary, but maybe you can negotiate some extra vacation days. And I also want to throw out there that when you're looking for a job, because it is a benefit. Vacation is a benefit, which is why you should take it, because if you're not taking those paid vacation days, it's like taking money out of your pocket and giving it to your employer. But one of the other things I want to encourage people to do is check the culture of the organization. If they're paying you a crazy amount of money and it looks cool and hip, check out the company, because it may be one of those companies where they want you to be available 24/7. And so you will never really have a vacation. And to figure out, you know, what are your priorities? And then I think the other thing, we were kind of joking about it, but in any good relationship, there has to be some level of boundary. You want to make sure that you're able to take the time off that you need, whether it's because it's part of your benefits, whether it's because you need it for your mental or physical health. And even if you're a contract worker, you want to make sure you figure out a way to get that time in.
But to that point,
yeah,
if it is already built in, Mm-hmm. How do you deal with an anti-vacation culture? This is why I asked that. Mm-hmm.
There are those companies that exist.
I was watching this documentary about a company called General Magic, which no longer exists, but mm-hmm. this was the company that actually developed the idea of what we know today as the iPhone. Mm-hmm. These people worked for years, and there were no breaks. And as they got closer and closer, after about 3 years, as they got closer and closer, they not only didn't take vacations, for months, many did not go home. They slept in the office, 24 of them, mm-hmm. unwashed masses of people in Silicon Valley. And while that may be an exaggeration, but for the sake of this conversation, that is a culture of not just no vacation. That means a culture of no break, not for your body, not for your brain.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really interesting because there are those companies where people join them. They're startups. They know they're going to be working around the clock. And for some people, that's energizing. They want to be a part of that, right? They love the idea that they're working around the clock. Some people wear it as a badge. But if that is not something, Harold, that works for you, you have got to figure out a way to get creative. You're going to have to maybe be brave and set some boundaries, or you might need to look for a different environment, because it would be nice to do a follow-up on those people to see, you know, in an extended period of time what their health looks like.
And I was just going to say that, because I would still challenge those people that say they are energized by working around the clock, because eventually it's going to take a toll in mentally, physically, spiritually, or in all three areas. Eventually, we're just not built like that. We're not built to go 24/7 indefinitely. So eventually it's going to take a toll.
For me, for example, I'll certainly use myself. I didn't take a vacation. I never took one until the sister I was dating forced me to. And that was in 2001. But from the time I graduated from college, when I could for many years not afford to, and moving from in that case, TV station to TV station, making a little bit more money and a little bit more money, and city to city, and you just never had a break. And so attempting, it never occurred to me to take a vacation.
But did you have days off?
Yeah, you do have days off until the next news story that mm-hmm. that is not a 9-to-5 Monday
right.
through Friday,
right.
and this is something that happened since I've been here. On the day of the Navy Yard shooting,
mm-hmm.
I was in South Beach in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and when it happened, I was on vacation. And I picked up the phone and called my boss and I said, do you want me to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is part of the culture. She said no, but that is part of our culture. If something big enough happens and you're on vacation, the first thing that you think about is ending the vacation.
But, you know, I think that's okay if it's not happening all the time. Mm-hmm. If you know, like you, the example you just gave, we don't have Navy Yard shootings all the time. So,
but I think,
well, you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah. Let's talk about this weekend.
Where,
but that's,
well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I think also understanding the industry that you're in.
Right.
Right.
The culture, like you were
some
saying.
Industries
Absolutely.
Are cyclical. If you're in retail and you want to go and spend 3 weeks with your family around the holidays, you're in the wrong industry,
mm-hmm.
right? If you were in the news or journalism and you want to be in the mix of it, then if you're on vacation to do that, you're going to have to come back. But what I also just want to put a little bit of emphasis on is that these are kind of industry specific, and every organization has its own culture, the cycle. You know, maybe for some people, fourth quarter is everybody's clamped down. They really need you there. First quarter is better. But so many people that I talk to, Harold, put their own barriers around vacation. They say, well, I can't take vacation because it's too busy. Well, people are taking vacation in your company. You're just not one of them. Right? Other people are choosing to make it a priority, but you're saying, well, I can't because, you know, nobody else can do my job. That in itself is not sustainable. Eventually, is it going to get to, I can't take lunch because nobody else can do my job? These are things that you need to bring to the attention of your management, and you need to start putting some solutions around, because otherwise you're trapping yourself. Can you not get a promotion because they won't be able to backfill you, right? So oftentimes I see people who've created their own barriers, like it's not a good time. Well, you know, it's never a good time. Right? Mm-hmm. But what do you need to be able to bring your best self to work every day?
And to that point, and this will have to be the last point also, there is a risk of taking a bad vacation. If you go on a vacation with someone with whom your relationship is not pristine, mm-hmm. and so you go to get away, and it ends up being, you like that, huh?
That should be a separate show.
Right? A whole separate conversation.
But it doesn't have to be, a significant other. It could be a girl's mm-hmm. trip mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. you know, and then you end up not...
Mad.
So I guess you have to be deliberate when you take those vacations.
I have some very good friends that I don't vacation with because we don't travel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know those people, like if they don't eat as soon as they get hungry, and it's got to be a certain type of restaurant,
right.
and
yeah.
then they're hangry, and then it just ruins the whole day. Those are people I don't want to travel with because I don't want to be stuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Or if we don't like some of the same activities and some of the same things that I would want to do on vacation that they may not want to do, then you're kind of left doing them by yourself.
Or they want to do everything with you 24/7.
Yes.
Or they talk too much.
Yes.
There you go. That's a great...
Chatter. Yeah, yes.
Great way to end that conversation.
Yes. We both were like, oh
yes. There you go. Deborah Owens and Dr. Paulette Hubbard, thank you so much for talking to us. And for our listeners, if you can, take a vacation. And if you can't, figure it out. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, August 7th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can stay tuned for The Connection. It's coming up next. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network.